Number 151. A Medieval Trial. The prisoner recalled the rebuff he had given his questioner. The prisoner had been told to recant his recherché religious beliefs, but he refused. A recantation was impossible. The questioner considered him recalcitrant and said that torture was the only recourse. In the meantime, the questioner told him that he could spend the recess trying to find some recollection of his past sins. There was no way to rectify the situation. He receded into the darkest corner of the rectangle that was his cell and drank a little water from a receptacle he had been given. The recession had caused people to worry, and now people were being accused of economic witchcraft. Soon, the questioner returned, saying that he had hoped the prisoner was more receptive to questioning this time. The questioner had brought a recruit with him, undoubtedly another recreant, who reckoned he could cure recidivism. The questioner asked him to recount the accusations leveled against him. The prisoner did so. Would he admit his guilt to recompense for his ills? He would not. He was asked to recite a passage from the Bible, and did so. The questioner reciprocated with a different passage. Then he rebuked the prisoner for wasting his time, and the prisoner was dragged from his cell to be tortured. The receipt of torture would be good for his soul, which could still be reclaimed from the devil, the questioner said. The prisoner wondered if he should make a reciprocal offer to his questioner. The prisoner reclined on a rack and recoiled with pain as the torture began. The questioner recapitulated that the prisoner had to recant. The prisoner issued rebuttals and recriminations, but there was no way to change the fact that he would be the recipient of more pain, unless he recanted. The accusations were recast in different words. If he fainted, he was reconstituted, so to speak, with cold water. Any answers were recombined, and he was asked to reconcile them. The prisoner knew that he was being victimized because he was a recluse, a recessive man by nature. The workings of the judicial system, such as it was, were recondite to him. He was alone and an easy target. As he was tortured, he imagined himself doing a rebus or listening to a recital. Then he imagined that he was doing a reconnaissance of the area where he lived. He imagined each feature of the land as he reconnoitered it. Later still, he imagined a recipe and making a meal using it.